Well, in September, some 7.5 million workers will be facing the loss of their unemployment benefits as they dry up next month. We have Yahoo Finance's Denitsa Sekova here with more details. Hi, Denitsa.
Hi there. We've talked about a few different unemployment benefits cliffs, and this time this is really the last one and final one, and probably one of the biggest ones. As you said, 7.5 million workers will be left with no benefits starting early September. Those pandemic unemployment programs are ending. Some of those workers were depending on the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which was established during the pandemic for workers who usually don't qualify for regular unemployment benefits. These are contractors, freelancers, and other. Another program that is ending is the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensations that extends the duration of the unemployment benefits. And on top of that, the additional 300 a week leave benefits are expiring. Of course, the job market recovery has accelerated in the summer months. We also report that volume of people relying on temporary employment programs is very high and is still elevated compared to previous recoveries. Historically, Congress has never cut those temporary benefits as early as today. And those 7.5 million workers join 4 million workers who already lost their benefits in the last few months as 26 states opted out of the unemployment programs earlier. And in those states, we're actually seeing a lot of movement. We've seen 10 lawsuits being filed. Three of them have been successful in Arkansas, Indiana, and Maryland. And recently, a lawsuit in Ohio was rejected. But we continue to follow and see whether in those states more workers will see their benefits reinstated at least until September.
All right. Denitsa Tsikova. Thanks very much. Yeah, go right ahead, Kristen. Sorry.
I was going to say goodbye to her too, but we can both do it. All right, Denitsa, thanks so much for bringing us all of those details. Definitely a sad story, but I know some employers out there are looking forward to some of those workers coming back to work as we see some of those labor shortages.